welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
So before we do that, the last announcement is this, that I'm going to be starting next week a Christmas series called Unwrapping Christmas, Christmas Unwrapped, okay? And we're just going to be talking about the who, what, where, when, whys of Christmas and all about it, and it's going to be a great series throughout the month. We're going to just celebrate the holidays. We're going to talk about Jesus and us and the virgin birth and all that cool stuff that I love to talk about, and I'm really excited about some of the ideas that God gave me towards that. So you guys are ready for Christmas Unwrapped? That'll start next week, so come on back. Today, I've got a message that God gave me. You know, as we go into the holidays, first I'll say it this way. Is there anybody in here that's more than a day old? Raise your hand if you're more than a day old. Okay? If you're more than a day old, then you have a past. Right? So everybody say, I have a past. Every single person has a past, even the married people, but some good things and some bad things are in our past, right? So what do we do with that? You know, as I get older, when I was younger, I didn't think about my past as much. I was like, whatever, you know, so I was a crook, so I was a drug addict, drug dealer, you know, a heavy metal singer, blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't think about that, but now that I'm older, I'm like, man, I was kind of a pain for a lot of people. I was kind of rough around the edges, man. I literally did some bad things. And then you start feeling that, and you feel condemned in your own heart, and you're like, man, what do I do with all of that? And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because, you know, sometimes it's hard to let go of the things that you've done. And sometimes it's even harder to let go of some of the things that people have done to you. Somebody say amen on that one. You know, I know none of you hold grudges, but I've struggled with that in the past. So, you know, some of us have lost people in our lives. You know, I've lost my dad. I've got three of my moms are in rough health right now. You know, I have three moms. I have Lisa's mom, and I have my birth mom, and I have my adopted mom. And, you know, as we get older, we lose people in our lives. You know, maybe you've lost somebody in a relationship. Maybe you've been through a divorce. Maybe you've been through a split up, or family members died tragically or from an illness. Maybe you've lost your job. You know that I've lost my job before? I worked out at the visitor complex at Kennedy Space Center. This is a crazy story. And we're in there. How many guys remember September 11th, 2001? We're watching the towers fall, and everybody's in the conference room on the TV, and we're like, what's happening? Unbeknownst to us, that 6 weeks later, they were going to walk 80%, 70, 80% of us out the door at the visitor complex. It was going to shut down because no planes were flying, no tourists are coming. They went from 7,000 in attendance a day to 700 in attendance today. And how many guys know that you can't run a business without that? So they cut the whole workforce. Well, I was over in the HR department working on a computer, and I heard them go, yep, we're laying off 80% of the workforce today. And I'm like number four in my seniority of my department. I'm like, man, I'm getting my walking papers today. Strange way to find out, but God's good. He kind of gets you the information you need when you need it, and he prepared. I was, you know, trusting him in that moment, but I just went and packed my desk. I'm sitting there waiting for my turn to go in the office, and they haven't even announced it yet. And my boss is like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm waiting for my walking papers. He's like, what? How'd you hear about that? What do you know? You know? Because we were friends. I said, it's all right, man. I'll be fine. And so he sends me in to go talk to the controller. And she's like the big boss. And so I'm in there and I'm like, her name was Tracy. I'm like, Tracy, I said, you know, I've really been focused. I've been just going at it this year. And I was wondering, is this a bad time to ask for a raise? I really did this. She's like, are you kidding me right here, right now? I'm like, if I'm going to go out, I may as well go out making a little more, you know? And but I've lost jobs. I've been into these situations. But God is my provider, right? I picked up my tools and doubled my income the next week doing carpentry work. God always provides, and we got to remember that as we're seeing these things unfold. You know, maybe you've been through financial ruin. You know that I actually lost $1 million and went through bankruptcy in the real estate market, like in 07. I lost everything. I lost my van. I lost my house. I lost all my investments, and I lost 3 years worth of work that I'd done to build. If everything would have gone the way it was planned, I would have owned my house outright and had $400,000 in the bank. And instead, I was broke. How many of you guys know that can make you a little bitter at life, a little frustrated? Somebody say frustrated. You know, some of you are walking around. How many of you guys have ever had your feelings hurt? Who's not had their feelings hurt? Okay, that's what I thought. Some of you guys are never going to raise your hands in church ever. It's okay. You know, it's like, hey, yeah, that's me, Pastor. All right, who wants $1 million? See, still nobody raised their hand, not everybody. So it doesn't matter. But, you know, the bottom line is this. We've had our feelings hurt. This is holidays. We've got grudges. We've got issues. We've got family. We've got, you know, broken situations. All this is going on. And the bottom line is this. Sometimes people are just mean. You know what's even worse? Sometimes you're mean. Did he just say that in church? Sometimes you're mean. So what do we do about that? The bottom line is this. Hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. So as we approach the holidays, I think it's very important that we take a look at what the Bible actually says about letting go of our past, about dealing with hurts, about doing things. So the message today is called Let Go and Let God. Okay? Because I have a past. I have to let go of that past. If I'm going to do anything with God, I have to be willing to release myself from my past so that I can have a future. Somebody say amen. Because, man, I'm telling you, there's a trail of destruction. There's a wake of destruction that I left behind me. That if I was to focus on that, if I kept looking back, I would turn into a pillar of salt like Lot's wife. I would be frozen and unable to do anything and dissolving every time it rained. But the bottom line is this, listen. There are people that I've wronged and people that have wronged me in my life. I've been rejected. I've even stolen from people. Not recently. But there was a time in my life when I did that. I've lied. I've done all kinds of things. I have a past. What do we do about it? I've hurt people and I've been hurt by people. Think about it. That's life. I don't want to be like weird about it, but that's life, man. going to happen to you again tomorrow. Maybe this afternoon. This message might be making you feel that way. So what do we do about it? How do we deal with this thing in life that's called being hurt, being offended? Do you guys want to know? Let's look at it. I want to look at it. See, the bottom line is this. God wants us to bring it to him. Say, bring it to him. God wants us to let go of the past. It's in scripture. I'm going to show you today. He wants us to let him bring us peace in every situation. And you don't have peace in every situation, some of you, in your lives right now. You went through Thanksgiving and you're like, I don't feel like going over there. You have to deal with so-and-so. Oh, crazy Uncle Steve, you know, he's going to be all over everything. Nah, we'll just stay home. I watched a movie, Four Christmases, with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. I was watching it, and they literally were going to Fiji. They had it all planned out, and they were like telling their family, we're doing humanitarian work over in the Maldives or wherever they're going, you know, and then their plane got canceled, and they were on the news, so then they had to go home for all their four Christmases because they had split families and all four families, and they just start discovering all these issues and all this junk about each other from the families. Oh, you did that or this, and you have this fear, and you have that. And it was just funny to me that, you know, they're getting a dose of reality and they're trying to run from the pain and the issues that life and family has instead of just facing it together, which they learn in the end to just begin to face that with each other and put it all and walk through it rather than avoiding it. And I think that's a big problem that we have these days. We're avoiding the fact that we need to deal with some of this stuff in our lives, this unforgiveness and this resentment and this anger that we have towards people has got to be dealt with. And there's a way to deal with it. And I want to show you that today because of this. I feel that the way that we treat people will be one of the greatest things that we are going to be judged for by God. How are you treating people? God's going to judge us on how we treat people, not on how successful our business was. No, he's going to be like, how did you handle people? What did you do with the people that hurt you in your life? Or what did you do when you hurt someone else in your life? How did you do it? It's one of the most important questions we could ask ourselves this holiday season, but every day. Have you guys ever heard of the golden rule? Look at, it's actually from scripture. Matthew 7:12 says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want everybody holding every grudge they have against you forever? Do you want God to hold a grudge against you for all the sins you've committed in your life? Because he's not. But he could. He has the right to. So let's look at this today. Matthew 7:12 says, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. See, the first thing that we need to identify if we're going to deal with this in our life is this, that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone. Ah, that tryptophan's kicking in. I'm watching you guys. I'm watching you. Think about this, guys. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. That means we all make mistakes. You've made a mistake or two in your life. I've made thousands of mistakes in my life. I know some of you are only at the two or three count, but I'm pretty up there, okay? And this is the bottom line. So it's wise for us to let go of our past and the past of others. It's wise for us to let go of the past. You can't change it. They can't change it. They screwed up. They messed up. They made mistakes. And they hurt you in the process. And they can't change it. They can't fix it. You can't change it. And you can't fix it. What do you do with that? Because do we really believe that God is faithful to forgive us when we sin against him? Do you really believe that? Or are you thinking he's still mad at you? Do you think he's holding that grudge? Because I hear people all the time saying, well, I deserved it, Pastor. You know, I did this in my earlier life. In my past, I have all this baggage and all this damage and things that I've done to people. So, yeah, I probably deserve to get cancer. Is that the God we serve? No. I believe God is faithful to forgive us when we sin. Say, I'm forgiven. You are. Believe it. You know that he is really faithful to complete the good work that he has begun in you? That's what Scripture tells us. He who has began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. That means he's working everything together for our good. That means that our mistakes are going to work together for our good. It's going to build character into our lives. We need to have character. Our mistakes are going to work together for our good. Our broken relationships are going to work together for our good. Our circumstances beyond our control are going to work together for our good, right? Our hard times are going to work together for our good. Everybody who's hurt us is going to work together for our good. I'm just trying to give you a label for all things. Right? Why? To prepare us for what lies ahead. Because we can't change the past. We can only take the past and use it as a reference on how to move forward in our future without making the same mistakes, without causing the same damage that we caused last week. We're experiencing the same damage that others caused in our lives last week. Because here's the bottom line. You judge yourself on your intentions, but you judge others on their actions. Right? Think about this. You look at everybody else and you see what they've done and you judge that. But you, when you see yourself, you're like, well, I didn't really mean that. That's not really what I wanted to do. It didn't work out right, but I'm good. I love myself. So our actions and our intentions, we've got to be mindful of this, okay? Because what if we started to believe the best about other people, even when they're messing with us? I'm going to believe the best about you. You're messing with me right now. You're causing me pain in my life for a moment right now, but I'm going to believe the best about you. What if you believe their actions weren't really matching up with their intentions in that moment? And you gave them the benefit of the doubt. And you said, I'm going to believe that you can be better than that. And you give them grace. What if you believe that people are actually struggling around you in their life? They're struggling. They're weak. They're fearful. They're trying to get through their day. They're under pressure. They're lost in a world of sin and darkness. They're lost. And what are we going to do? Kick them over the cliff? Or are we going to grab them by the hands? You see, when people are messing with you the most, that should be a flag. That should be a beacon of, of light that says, they need ministry. They need you. They need your love. They need your grace. They need your forgiveness in their life. But we don't do that. We look at their actions instead of their intentions, and we judge them, and then we become bitter and angry and resentful. We push them to the side. We run them out of the way. I think that if we really focus on this, we'll be way quicker to forgive. Let's look at a parable that scares me when I read it, but I understand it, and I think I can bring a little balance to it as well. It's in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Ready? Say, I don't know. It's pretty quiet in here. But it's the truth in love, guys. You know what I mean? There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, but we've got to get this way we treat people right. We've got to get this unforgiveness stuff out of our lives as believers. We've got to get it right. And this is the parable, I believe, that God is trying to express to us his desires. It's the parable of the unforgiving servant. Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? And he's like, up to seven times? He's like, I'm going to go big, man, seven. I'm going to go seven with the Lord. It's a nice biblical number. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. I'm sure his mind just went. He's like, he's really saying every time. You know what I mean? So therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had, and that the payment be made. And the servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I'll pay you all. And the master of that servant was moved with compassion. When's the last time you were moved with compassion towards somebody that wronged you or owed you something, had a debt to you? And he released him and he forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, which was way less money than what he had been released from. And look at this. He laid hands on him and took him by the throat. Hold on. He beat the tar out of the guy. He beat him up, took him by the throat, and threw him in jail. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me and I'll pay you all. And he would not. But he went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw that he had done what he had done, they were very grieved. They came and told their master all that had been done. Then the master, after he called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all your debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should, what? Pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. You know, pastors have used this scripture to beat congregations over the head on unforgiveness and things like that. There is a call for you to forgive in this parable, but here's the bottom line. If you look at that last line, it says, until he should pay all that was due to him. I've got news for you today. Jesus said 70 times 7 because he's already paid for all of your punishments, all of your sins. There's nothing in your life that Jesus has not already paid for. So whatever this parable is saying, it's saying, yes, you need to forgive, but any punishment has already been put on Jesus on the cross, so you've been set free. Amen. So should you just be able to be unforgiving because you feel like it then? He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But see, God's also saying in this, don't be like the unforgiving servant in your life. Because the torturer and who you get turned over to is yourself. And you get to be bitter and angry and resentful and unforgiving in your heart, and it robs you. It puts you in bondage in this life, and it steals the joy of the Lord from you, and you no longer have the ability to walk with God closely because he can't even get close to you. You won't open the doors. You've slammed every door shut because of your bitterness. Does that make sense? We've got to get this right. Are you under condemnation?
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today, today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am. Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.